Hi, this is Danny, the GM from the Lost Omens podcast, and Mina from the Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, visit professionalcasual.com.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. Check out teespring.com/store/professionalcasual for fresh new swag. A huge shout out to our sponsor, BeardedDragonGames.online. Pick up all your local game store goodness from Magic the Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, or WFURP 4th Edition, as well as terrain, paints, board games, comics, and more. Make sure to use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for free domestic shipping, or PCME10 for 10% off your total order at BeardedDragonGames.online. Also, a special thanks to Built Bar for sponsoring the show. To get 10% off your order and to help support the show, use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout or use the link in the show notes.
It's a Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure that you're listening to, and this is episode 212.
Oh, let's delve
into this mystery.
Hey, that we've been working on for 30 episodes, or I don't even remember anymore.
Now, what is the mystery?
12 does not happen that often.
Because, like, yeah, like, did you do one? You didn't do one for 11, but all the
I did
teams,
do one for 11.
I don't remember what it was. It was,
I said,
stupid,
lucky
wasn't
number.
It?
Yeah, it was the title of a movie. I said, lucky number 11.
Oh,
oh, you did say that. But
that also rhymes with 7, which does happen all the
right.
time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
JB, like, I literally answered that question in the Discord.
Oh, okay. Let me look at the Discord.
JB, what was your joke ago in the Discord, by the way?
Oh, if I ever had sex with a Medusa, I bet I'd be rock hard.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad that we framed that so I could easily cut it out.
Woo! You know what? Episode 212, this is a salve for what ails you.
Got him.
Was salve supposed to rhyme with 12?
I looked up rhyme with 12.
Get ready.
Words if you, that rhyme with 12.
If you laughed, grinned, or grimaced at that joke, you have to go leave a 5-star review right now.
Yep. Salve, delve, helve,
I thought it was pronounced salve.
Valve, shelve.
Shelve.
Elve, yelve.
Okay.
Hypo, yelve. Elve. I don't know what
these
that
aren't words.
I know, they're fake.
Right, you don't even pronounce it salve. It's salve. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, leave what's that elf review. Like Tim said, over on Apple. Wow. Oh, my God. Apple? What is wrong with me tonight? Apple Podcasts.
You got punched in both faces.
Oh, my God.
The marks next to your eyes. Faces. Yeah. Both of them, man.
It's like the picture of you next to the reflective thing, the Pathfinder.
Pretty soon. Oh, my God. That's JB's photo of me for his phone.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. You can leave a rating on Spotify. They don't do written reviews as far as I know. I don't think that's been added yet. Audible. Amazon.com are great places to leave reviews as well. And we appreciate all of Jeeves. Those.
Yep. Ask Jeeves is a good one.
Ask Jeeves. And
File.com.
5-star ones we'll read on the show, of course, as I'm sure you know by now, since we've read over 100 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And do we have any more right now?
Nope. Not currently. I checked earlier today.
Leave it all in.
I have one.
Oh, yeah.
It's you a voicemail not for Elite Eight Showdown. We could play it here.
That's okay.
Okay.
It's a dead show anyway.
Wow, it just came back.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that time you called it a dead game and you got somebody real mad at you?
Yeah, I still call it that.
You do.
Even though we're playing
even
it.
Even though it's back.
Okay, hang on. Sprelv.
Check out Beards, Ears, and Skulls, our Warhammer the Old World podcast. Skrelv?
Sprelv.
Sprelv.
I was like, this
not a,
be
word.
A word. No.
Not an English word.
It's a noun.
Four. What does it mean?
In astronomy, an upper atmospheric optical phenomena associated with thunderstorms in which an elf is immediately followed by a sprite. Elf meaning an upper atmospheric optical phenomenon associated with thunderstorms, rapidly expanding disc-shaped regions of luminosity lasting less than a thousandth of a second, which occur high above energetic cloud-to-ground lightning of positive or negative polarity.
Oh, that I was taught earth science for 2.5 years, and I was bored by that.
Yeah, Danny, I was in grad school for physics, and if you know one thing about science, you know everything about science. So I can speak with some definitiveness on this. That was not a real definition. You made it up.
I got it from wordhippo.com.
That's a reputable source.
Your face is
that's Dr. Word Hippo.
It is now. Just that look I got for that was absolutely worth the line. I'm going to get cut in my sleep later, but I think it was worth it.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the P.O. Box, P.O. Box G, West Oneonta, New York, 13861. We did get a postcard recently.
Yeah.
Read it out loud.
I forget where I posted it because I was really mad about it.
You showed it to me physically.
Was that what I... Oh, that
where was a mistake. That? Were we at the studio? Did you show?
I might have. Nuts. I don't know where... I thought I posted a picture of that.
I think you just handed it to me and said, hey, look at this. And it was really funny.
Well, anyway, we received a postcard to the P.O. Box, P.O. Box G, West Oneonta, New York, 13861. And I left it somewhere.
I do specifically remember thinking, wow, the person that the listener that sent this is from nearby.
Yep.
It was from inside New York State.
It was from inside New York
State. Oh, we have local listeners?
We do apparently have local listeners that have also stolen our stamp that has our address on it because it was addressed to the network with a stamp that I can no longer find down here where we record.
I'm pretty sure it's in Cobleskill. That's why.
You know, if I had to put a range on it, it'd probably be in Cobleskill, New York. That's fair.
Did you mail it Brewster's Million style? Oh, I was hoping someone would get that.
It's so good.
I was hoping someone would get that. I bought a DVD of it on in honor of Richard Pryor's death.
It's a classic Richard Pryor. It's so I watched that like some late night,
so good.
Like AMC or something when I was a kid. I don't even know what's it. So random. I read the synopsis and was like, that actually sounds interesting.
It was actually extremely good.
It's so good. If you don't know, it's an 80s comedy starring Richard Pryor where he inherits like $3 million, but he has to spend it all.
$30 million. $30 million in order to get the actual inheritance of $300 million. And but he has to do it in a month
and have no assets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very clever. I highly recommend it. I'm not sure where you'd be able to find it right now, other than buying a DVD off eBay or something.
Or like a VHS from a dude around the corner.
Oh, yeah. Just Facebook Marketplace.
Brewster's Millions.
The VHS.
Here's the thing, though. If you want the trap, if this ever happens to you, if you ever inherit $300 million and within the course of a month you have to spend 30, lottery tickets.
Mm. No, there's a clause in there.
Oh, there was?
You can only spend 5% on bets.
Yep. There are a number of rules to get around some of the more obvious ones. You can rent it on YouTube.
You could subscribe to our most recent Patreon tier, which is $30 million and comes with no benefits.
But it's good. I like it a lot.
It's extremely fun.
They have some really clever ideas to do it. Like, so the reference Ben is making, a little bit of a tiny spoiler for like a 40-year-old movie, is I think it takes place in New York or some other big city like Chicago or something. Mm-hmm. And he goes to like a stamp store and buys the most expensive stamp they have. But and it's like
$1.5 million stamp.
Yeah.
And
he uses it to mail something to the people that are like, because if he doesn't do it, other people get the money. So they're trying to stop him from doing it. Of course. Mm. It's so good.
Sometimes in the last and final hour, you just got to put someone on a retainer for $20,000.
Yep. All right. So, we've dealt with a almost Brewster's Millions type situation in this game before, but now everybody just wants to take money from you with taxes.
They took so much from each person that came by. First person that came through, 603, right? Second person, 823, right? Third person, $3,245. That's right. 603, 803, 3235. You can call it or text it whenever you want.
I can't believe I did not get that at all. I was like, what are these numbers?
I was trying to add them.
Trying to think of other Richard Pryor movies. I figured that's how
the one with him and Gene Wilder, where one is deaf and one is blind.
So I don't know any other Richard Pryor movies besides that.
That's the only one I know.
There was a slew of them that were actually really good at the time. There's another one where he plays some guy that has to work with Dan Aykroyd for some reason. That's very similar to Brewster's Millions and uses pretty much all the same shots, but is a different plot.
Nice.
Classic 80s.
Yeah.
Rehashing. Can't forget to say thank you so much to everybody that's gone over to patreon.com/professionalcasual and has helped support the network so we can afford new computers to do this with because they're dying.
Actually, you can forget it and then you like just redo it in post.
Redo what? Forgetting the patron stuff?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. That's more work for me on the other end. It's already a lot.
All right, so we'll just cut this part out.
I wasn't gonna until you started. No, don't touch the mixer. Tim, slap his hand. If anybody wants to send something that Tim can use to slap JB's hand away from the mixer to P.O. Box G, West Oneonta, New York, 13861. I think we already said it once, but that would be very handy down here.
We already got a whip.
I was going to say, we got that Bruno whip, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
and he's dead.
Long, so. Like, if JB was across the table, that would be good. So, like, Danny could try it, but, like, for sitting next to JB, slap his hand with, like, little... Like actual hand slap.
A tickle whip.
A wooden spoon.
No, we don't want to tickle him because he's going to like that. A wooden spoon would work. Absolutely.
He might also like it.
Everybody can start calling Tim Nana.
Where someone wood burns it and it says Bruno slapstick or something on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Nona. We'll start calling you Nona.
Nona.
Estrega Nona.
Nona Tim.
Estrega Nona?
Isn't that like an old Italian woman? Yeah. They call they're always called Nona.
The noodles, and it comes out of the pot, and it keeps coming in, and it floods the city with noodles.
Cassandra Nova?
No, never mind.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm so glad that I like totally derailed this so much.
You're so good at that. Good job. Or instead of Nona, we could call Tim Ookvark, James, Cliff Jumper, Leroy, Wizard Skills, Otis, Bicon, Tony Hot Hands, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Dagda, Tau, Iron Maze, Krob, or X-Paxis, like those that went to Patreon and signed up at the highest tiers. Thank you so much.
Also, thank you to our most recent patron, Miko.
Miko. That's a fun name.
Now throw it to Ben. What?
Give me a chance.
Throw it to Ben!
What else could patrons expect, Ben?
So the other thing that patrons can expect is something that Tim helped me develop, which is the world's first reverse rideshare app.
What?
instead of signing up and getting someone to drive you somewhere, you sign up to drive other people to places that you want to take them. And what do we call it, Tim?
Ride a dong.
Got it.
Got it in one.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I was one of the first people that both signed up and fired from that service because the place I drove people was to my house.
Oh.
For the first 500, like the experimental quantity of like 500 drives that we had to do to get this thing off the ground, we just drove each other to the same place as 250 times a week.
It was just the Black Oak, like multiple times a day. It was probably not.
Oh, we had to walk back each time.
Correct. Yeah, that part was a huge problem.
We forgot the third driver.
Or if
every time.
If you pay just a little bit extra, you could get the child version for sleeping kids, and you could call it kidnapping.
What?
Because they're sleeping. They're kids that are napping.
Taking a nap.
That was really quick, man.
I usually am.
Oh, no. Midnight, we're there. Please, let's get there. Lucky's on a date. As the show started, people are singing and telling poems, and Mina's pretending to sleep, even though Webby didn't tell her to, with pennies on her knees and shins, and Stubbs has stolen 6 sausages, and Webby pretended to put 2 back, but they were something else, and then a dog ate it. Yay.
That is what happened last episode.
Didn't even need a lesson.
Can I make a charm check to be able to use all of the jokes that I made up ahead of time after seeing this show for the first time?
Yes.
Can I make it average?
Helicopters. I was going to say that. Yes, you can make it average. Oh. Because you prepared.
I was going to ask actually for easy, but I knew you would say no, so I just...
That's too much.
I dialed it down.
That was a good call. It's almost like you're good at negotiating. Oh, I like it when you pause like that. That usually means bad things.
It does.
Oh, you're out of fortune, too. So you got to beseech the dark gods
to re-roll it. I'm not out of fortune. You just gave us our fortune back.
I have him mutating in the middle of the only date he'll ever have.
I know. I'm telling you.
I go to tell a joke and I just get 8 tongues that come out of my head.
Maggots are falling out of your mouth.
Oh, God, stop.
No, that'd be Nurgle, not Zinch.
So, yeah, -1.
So you try to make a joke, but you didn't realize that the show is going to be a little bit different each night. This is the third night of it. And then it's like they say something totally different. And John is just like,
but I make the same joke anyway. I committed to it. I prepped this and I don't know how to move out of it. So
she's just like, OK.
They said it. They said this. I'll explain it later.
That's so good. I love that you failed that.
I don't.
It's so Tim.
Yeah.
I planned this. I took the steps to prepare for it. And then it fell apart.
And then they just changed it up for some reason.
So lucky.
Trying to helicopter the punchlines.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be funny if they did that. Oh, they didn't do that.
Yeah, otherwise it's a good, like, you only had one negative success level there. So it's not like you're obnoxious or anything like that. If you had a bunch of negative, or like a big negative and fumbles. Again, fumbles don't really count, but I like to make them anyway.
For the purpose of the, that's fine. But no, they tumble around, and I was like, oh man, it'd be really great if they stopped. They're tumbling still. Oh, okay.
otherwise it's a nice show. It's just different enough from the other one that it's entertaining.
I'm not paying attention to the show at all.
Right. I was going to say, how was Lucky acting during, are you like sitting on your hands? Do you have them like clasped in your lap tight? Or are you like trying to like, you know, inch your hand over on the armrest to see if maybe you could touch elbows or something like that? Are you going to do the whole yawn and stretch and leave one arm around her shoulder?
So like Lucky does have the capability and the attractiveness and the skills to try the yawn and arm thing. But no, we're not going to do that at all. We're going to like think about it a couple times. And we're going to shift around and prepare for it. And then we're going to yawn, and that gets other people yawning, which gets us yawning again. But like, no. Nope, it's pretty much all the three. I'm just hyper-focused on what my hand should be doing. I don't sit on them, but I definitely move my right hand a lot. I assume she's sitting on my left.
Okay.
And, like, I have my arm on the armrest just in case. They're probably close enough, but not quite touching. And then, like, my right arm, like, I'll lean on it, and then I'll be like, well, no. And then I'll put it, like, on my leg, like, flat on the thigh, and it's like, well, no, that's weird. So that, I'm doing things with my right hand kind of the whole show just to like make it not seem like I'm doing something with my right hand the whole time during the show.
I don't even know.
Legitimately getting triggered by your role playing. you're like putting me back into my 15-year-old self, and it sucks.
Right? It's so good.
I also keep trying to like wipe off my left hand from sweat just in case she touches it, and I don't want it to be as wet as it currently is.
Make an endurance test challenging.
I failed by 2. Like, it's negative 0 success level.
Oh, 2.
I rolled a 57. My skill's a 55 for endurance.
So, like, you can feel the sweat.
You said it was average, right?
No.
I know.
I definitely said challenge.
I know you did.
But you could feel the sweat, like, pooling in your armpits and, like, spreading out. And, your hands are sweaty. Your butt is real warm.
Yeah,
sitting on this cushioned seat.
Mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't actually, but still, like,
it's probably super uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, another reason why you're moving around a lot, because like you sit in one spot too.
Oh, it just starts. It starts to hurt. Yeah, right cheek hurts. You shift. Left cheek hurts. You shift, and then you move forward, and that doesn't help. I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
Did you put work and help together?
Yeah. Welp.
All right, so Lucky's having a grand old time over there. Super nervous. You got your sausages now in the middle of the city with the other three. Again, Mina, how? So they're gone for a little while doing this.
Okay.
I'm assuming they said something to give you an idea they were leaving to do something for a little bit.
I don't think I did.
No, I don't believe so, but I do have one eye open and like peeking around.
You're gripping your pillow tight?
Yes. If I had the pillow, I would grip it tight, but I don't. And I'm trying not to grip this purple and red fruit too tight because I don't want to get it more bruised.
Oh, and you can't find the exit light.
Right. Only I had a basket to put these things in.
Yeah, unfortunately, you couldn't find one for sale.
How close are we to the end of night?
The show was 4 to 6.
Okay.
So I'd say by this time, I'm imagining it's like 5 o'clock for both groups. What are you rolling?
I was rolling an endurance test to see if I could actually keep myself awake now that I'm not being, like, watched.
Mm-hmm.
But they passed, so I don't. I rolled a 9.
All right, so do you wait until the other two come back, or are you like, oh, they forgot about me?
No, I'm so tired. I just want to sit down and take a break.
You just kind of want to be off to Never Never Land.
Yes.
I love I can say one thing and Tim will just roll with
yes,
it.
Yes, he will.
Especially when I don't know more of the words.
I did skip a line. I wanted to fit in, take my hand before it, but whatever. We'll get there.
Mm.
But yeah, man, I am so tired.
Yeah.
All we do is travel and fight and travel and fight and travel some more and then fight some more and sleep on the ground and fight, you know, flaming skulls and stuff. I don't know, man. I'm just so tired.
It's been a while since you've done that, at least. Fight flaming skulls, specifically.
Well, yeah, but I'm so tired. I'm just sleepy. I'm just a sleepy baby.
All right, so do the two come back to Mina, or are you so distracted by the sausages you go do something else?
I honestly think, I feel like I want to go 2 out of 3 with him.
with Stubbs?
Yeah. He showed me up. I can't take that line down.
At the same vendor, too?
I think we find a new one. Stubbs, what are you feeling after that wonderful sausage?
I really feel like, you know, in that little scene, it was like the camera pans to Stubbs and he has like one sausage and it like pans away and then back and he has like two. It's like it keeps panning back and forth and he just keeps getting more sausages. And just gets them off screen.
I don't know. It looked like that little lady was mighty tired, so I think she needs a sausage in her hand.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure that
Stinny's look at that. It's so good.
Listen, Stubbs, you haven't been here for a while. Trust me when I say that you put Mina somewhere, she just stays there.
Right.
She just stays there.
That's true.
It's actually kind of incredible. I checked for, like, rivets. No rivets. She just does not move unless there's something to do.
But it looks like she needs some energy, like she's low on protein.
Well, we already ate all the sausages. What else are you hungry for?
Man, oh man, I could go for some nice corn. Like a nice pile of corn.
Big old corn pile. There's gotta be a corn pile somewhere around here, right?
Let's go get those puddle of corns.
All right.
Corn puddles.
I've got enough teeth that I can probably replace them with, so I'm good to go.
Are you trying to...
We're just having fun in Middenheim. Isn't this what you wanted?
You know what?
Is JB trying to put together nu metal and grunge metal?
Oh, gosh.
Puddle of corn?
Is maybe?
No.
Sure.
Never mind. He doesn't know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, it was a little blurry to me.
We should get back to looking for this kid.
So what do you do?
Let's go to some
orphanages. I'm looking for a corn vendor.
Go to some orphanages. Webby's looking for a corn vendor.
Usually the kids hang out in the orphanages. That's where they get their food, and sometimes they sleep.
I thought that's where they came from.
Well, yeah, that's where you store them.
Oh, okay, like a meat locker.
Right. For unskilled labor. Future unskilled labor.
So,
well, you know the lay of the land here. Do you have any idea where the orphanages are?
Oh, I could sniff one out a mile away.
Is that true, or is that just a thing you thought you'd say?
He does not have a cute sense smell.
Now
it sort of sounded like you just wanted to say it.
I don't, he has a cute sense taste, right? You could lick your way to it.
No, let's not. No. So, being in Middenheim, at least for the recent past with Stubbs.
Yeah.
Not sure how long he's been here.
He isn't either.
But at least years, I would assume, since you said you have a home here with a wife.
Did I?
Those are things you've said,
you did,
and nine
loud.
Family.
Okay, all right.
Whatever else, I don't know if the wife is included in that, or just cousins and things, siblings maybe. You do know of the Winter's Haven Orphanage that's run by members of the Cult of Ulrich.
All right, we could go off to the Winter's Haven Orphanage. It's run by some wolf lickers, but we should probably... Wake up the sleeping giant over here and make sure that she comes with us. Again,
I'm telling you, man, you put her somewhere and she just stays there. It's incredible.
But she seems real good in a fight. And by the looks of you, not so much. Me, I can handle my own. You know.
I don't believe that for a minute. But she can't either. She's coming down real hard off all that very natural and not detrimental medicine that we pumped into her. And by we, I mean I did it.
It's herbal supplements.
Yeah, honestly, we honestly should just leave her there. Honestly, she should just not be out of bed at all, but here we are.
Well, the streets of Middenheim are not the nicest. And with this fair going on, I don't believe that leaving a helpless lady, no matter how well armed, on the streets, half asleep, is very gentlemanly.
You make a decent point, Stubbs.
Right.
All right, let's circle back and see if we can configure her into a walking situation.
All right. You get the legs and I'll get the other leg.
No, I'm just going to smack her lightly until she wakes up.
A man of action. I like that. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
Ooh, say Stubbs and bakey.
Oh.
Stubbs and bakey? Oh, hello. Hi.
Hey. It looks like those kids just took those pennies off your knees as I have them in my hand.
That's so...
What would you roll?
A 94.
For what?
To take the pennies off her knees.
You don't have to roll for... You can just take the penny.
Or sleight of hand, yeah, so she doesn't notice.
Sleight of hand.
Yeah. I thought he was just going to hit you after you were very obviously awake. Wait, nope.
Should I oppose that with my perception? Should I roll?
Only if you don't want this sausage.
You can make an average perception because you have one eye open.
You don't have to.
Well, now I have both eyes open. I got, and it's average, so I got 5 success levels.
Yeah. So you see him taking the pennies off your knee.
Give me back my pennies.
Oh, yeah. No, these were different pennies that the kids put on there.
Give me back these pennies. Right. Where have you been? You smell like greasy meat.
Thank you.
Did you find little Carl? Was he with the greasy meat?
We have a hot lead to where little Carl might be.
Okay, let's go.
You sure you can walk around? I'm honestly amazed you're still alive. I mean, awake.
I mean, hang on. Let me try to get up.
So like getting up like off our couch,
rocking back and forth. Okay, well,
here. Just as a reminder, Mina's currently at -2 movement,
yeah,
-20 weapon skills, strength, toughness, and agility.
Yeah. Here, let me make an athletics check to see if I can like,
and that lasts all day.
Yeah, this is duration 1 day.
That's rough.
I rolled an 86 on that athletic check, so it takes me a minute to get up.
There you go. Here, use my hand. Here, I'll help you up.
Sound like me getting up off the floor after like playing the game with Felix for.
Imagine I have to do this the way that they have you go from lying to sitting in yoga, where you like roll on your side into a fetal position, and like you put your arm under your head for a minute just to chill, and then you like slowly push yourself up with your arms until you can get to a crisscross applesauce.
Crisscross.
And then I get into like tabletop and like slowly bring one foot up and stand.
Dope.
Oh, I don't know, Webby. I think I'm getting some kind of like flu or pox or something. Like I just feel.
Don't tease me like that. You know that I want you to come down with things.
I'm so tired. I feel like it's the damp sickness, like the beaver fever.
In the day, he bites down trees.
Yes.
And chews away the bark. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yes. Dave's dad actually
had. When he starts to work it after it gets dark.
Dave's dad actually had beaver fever.
Wait, that's a real thing?
It's a real thing.
It's not
real. It's real.
No. Wait, does anyone get my reference to Angry Beavers? The episode where they went disco?
Oh, I do remember that one.
Norbit, I didn't.
Norbert.
Oh, nuts.
And Daggett. Voiced by Jim Steven Horvitz.
It's Giardia.
No, Richard Steven.
Giardia.
It's a parasite.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Causes diarrhea, gas, stomach cramps, nausea. It's called beaver fever.
It is one of my favorite specimens. Because you get it all.
There's really no reason to say Giardia ever again when the term you can beaver fever, beaver exists. Fever. I thought I had that as a teenager, but it turned out to be something else.
Mina, yes. Let's make a... I'm going to make a deal with you, okay?
Okay.
We're going to go to one little orphanage to see if we can find little Carl. And then we can go to Little Sleep for the night.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay. I can do that.
Here, eat this sausage.
Yum. So...
She eats you like a corn cob.
Right, this is like very disconcerting. I don't...
So Stubbs knows the city pretty well, knowing of the, I forgot what it was called already. What did I say? Winter something orphanage?
Winter's Harvest.
Oh, good. You wrote down right. Haven. Close. Winter's Haven Orphanage.
Winter's Harvest. That would was be a really close. Awful name for an orphanage. Yeah, we eat them when it gets cold.
Right. I didn't think about just what he said at first. That's, I should have known.
That's again. Why I sow the crops.
So
the harvest Stubbs, is actually when you don't sow them. It's the opposite of that.
No.
Stubbs, you know that this place just happens to be in the same district as the College of Magic, where, you know, well, you might not know, but I think at least Mina would know that's where Lucky is right now. I don't know if Webby paid any attention to what Lucky's
been planning the last few completely days. Yeah.
Hi, Lucky. Well, I hope it's going well.
It's right next to the Colleges of Magic, because that's where they music. Have the most orphans.
Because musicians,
College of Music.
Oh. Musicians produce orphans, or orphans become musicians.
Well, orphans, yes, do produce a lot of orphans.
Is it some kind of vicious cycle?
It is.
No, it's well documented, the orphan to musician pipeline. It's pretty messed up. Kind of a revolving door policy as well, because then the musicians also beget orphans. It's a travesty, and I love it.
That makes me sad.
Well, I mean, that's how you know the orphanage is doing its work. You're supposed to be sad.
Okay. Well, they are doing a great job.
If you were happy, they wouldn't be orphans, you see?
Okay.
It's kind of like a stamp of approval.
So what do you think?
The sadder you get when you approach the orphanage, you know, the better job they're doing.
So what if we, like, adopted a bunch of these orphans and then we could, like, have them become like our little tiny army? And that is one
we
way
we already to... lost track of the one we adopted already. I don't know if we're
I know, because I he was a catch and release example, right?
Oh,
but like but
I did tag him just in case.
Yes, but like, you know, and they're perfect because they are small, so they could fit in the little spaces in the sewer. This is how we can solve the Skaven problem.
Oh, send children into the sewer.
An army of children. We train them and we arm them and we give them, you know, we send them with Sigmar's blessing.
Can we title this episode, Mina Makes a Child Army?
I already wrote down Greasy Meat as the episode title.
Yeah, same thing.
You could just do that for the out of context spoiler.
I have right now. Mina keeps one eye open.
It's a good idea. I'm just saying. Well,
if you prove that you can take care of little Carl, we'll talk about getting an orphan army. Yes.
Okay, cool. Cool. And this is, we could see like which ones are like going, because the ones who are going to become musicians, I want to let them go and do that because they are beautiful for culture.
As much as possible, I agree.
But the ones who are like strong and rugged and maybe a little, you know, traumatized. That's the one we want to recruit.
Straight to Dennis training. Yes. Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, and then we can all sit around and have family dinners. And Lucky have his bowl of broth. And his girlfriend wife will have all the chunks from his bowl of broth. It will be so cute.
Do I get to be at family dinner?
Yes, of course. You're part of the family. And I will jokingly say like, hey, Mrs. Lucky Jana, do you have your paperwork? And she'll be like, oh, Mina, you are so funny. Remember that time? And we'll all live happily ever after.
Wow, I am not the right kind of doctor for you.
Oh, it's really good. So on your way there, we're going to go boop once more to intermission. Oh. Lights come back on.
Yeah.
I like how you're actually stretching.
I was
when I did that.
So that was a good first half.
Yes, yeah. We're, as far as I understand, it's about 15-minute intermission or so, and
yeah,
then we'll hear the rest, and then they'll crown the champion for the carnival.
Champion of the carnival?
Well, of the bards and poets.
Oh yeah, yeah. And what was your favorite? What was your favorite actor and or song?
What is happening with Ben's image right now? Why is it Donald Duck?
Sorry, I was trying to throw what? Lucky off.
What was that?
Guess what? It worked.
I was so confused.
It's a rendition of Mickey, Donald, and Goofy as the characters from the box art of Paid in Full.
What? I think I had a pillow with that picture on it. Oh my
God. I'm sorry. I will stop my bullshit.
I just noticed something moving on the image and I was like, what? I wasn't sure if it was you or Tim doing that.
That's my last one, I swear.
What'd you say?
I don't remember. Oh, what was, Jonna, what was your favorite? Who do you think should win so far?
Oh, I did particularly like the halfling that waxed lyrical about his meat pie. I thought it was rather clever, the puns he had in there.
I thought it was, too. That was actually about a legit pie, a meat pie.
Why, I think it was supposed to be a double entendre.
I thought it was, too.
Yeah.
Like
when he's talked about his wife's pie, I don't think he means the pie that he was holding as gosh, a prop.
Oh, gosh, no. I'm familiar with pie. I'm not. I've never eaten it, actually. So what do you normally do during an... Do we grab something to eat, or do we just stretch our legs a little bit?
I usually like to step outside for a moment, get some fresh air,
and
return to our seats.
That'd be lovely.
Very good. She stands up and she puts her arm out again.
I hold out both and just latch whichever one latches.
So as you're walking, like, people are emptying out of the aisle. She's stopped, like... This man walks by. I cannot for the life of me remember if you actually met him before or just heard about him. And she says,
Oh Schmeedhammer.
She says, hello, Johan. So I just threw his token up. You might be familiar. And he nods and he's like, Fraulein Eberhauer. So, this is Jerry Crumpet, a wizard friend of mine. This is Johan Schwermut, one of the Midden Marshals of the city.
Oh, the midden. What is a? If you don't mind, I'm a. You know, some might refer to me as a tourist. What does a mid marshal do?
I can't remember if you met him or Maximilian von Genscher.
JB, what are your notes say?
So you can see he's an older, not old. You met the watch commander. He looks, you know, he's got that white beard and everything.
Yeah.
This guy looks like he's probably in his late 40s, maybe his early 50s. He's got real close cropped hair. He's wearing like, you know, military uniform. He's not in armor or anything, of course, but he's wearing pendants and things that clearly mark him as a member of the military. And he introduces himself. He's General Johan Schwermut. I am the garrison commander of the city.
Oh, wow. That must be a lot of work.
Yes, important work to keep the people inside safe.
Absolutely. I mean, this is one of the safer cities that I've ever been in, that's for sure.
Thank you. Yes, we try hard.
So how are you liking the fair?
Well, the carnival, it's a nice distraction.
A respite, almost, maybe?
Yes.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you are able to partake in relaxation with such a very important title and job.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, what brings you to Middenheim?
Oh, well, we're here for the carnival. I'm also, I work closely. I'm from Altdorf. I'm here with some officials doing some business for the Church of Sigmar.
Oh, very good. And I don't understand that sometimes relations between Ulrichians and Sigmarites can be a little strained, but nothing that has come to blows, not often.
Someone's got to put the best foot forward, right? So, you know, working together is something that everyone benefits from.
Sounds like a noble pursuit.
Good. I appreciate that.
How do you know Miss Eberhauer here?
Oh, well, I'm a classically trained wizard as well. From the colleges.
Are you working to work with her for the defenses of the city? Or are you learning that to bring down to Altdorf because the city's never been sacked?
I haven't seen it sacked, at least in my own experience, but actually neither. I'm here to just kind of to learn and, you know, meet our brothers here in the north see the carnival.
He like puts a hand on your shoulder and he's like, very good.
And thank you for your service.
Let's see. I'm actually going to make him. I'm going to give him. Let's see. He's going to try a leadership test to help you feel more like calm down and comfortable.
Okay.
Aw, that's so nice.
That is very nice.
Like, represent him putting his hand. Like you get the sense that this guy, while he is, you know, as high up in the military as you can get, basically, he's still like a pretty down to earth dude.
Hmm.
And he's kind of calming. And he gets 2 success levels. Not a great roll. His leadership is incredible. 89.
Okay.
But it helps you feel a little bit. Maybe your heart slows down just a little bit and you just kind of, it helps calm you down a little bit.
Well, it was very nice meeting you. And, you know, it's, you know, I can see the work that you guys put in here because this has been one of the better experiences that I've had, you know, traveling to other cities and just generally feeling safe.
Very good. Yes, you can thank Miss Jana for that as well. She works hard to protect the city as well. Also,
I was going
to
say you guys must work together, right? Because you both kind of work for the military a little bit.
She says, "Oh yes, Johan and I work together quite often." As
nice.
My job is to be the magical support to his garrison of the city.
Well,
and he says yes, and she does a fine job.
Well, I think that's very admirable, and to do such a great job as she does at her young age, I think is very impressive. You obviously have very good people working for you, and it is shown, you know, in the city.
Oh, well, okay. Thank you very much. Hopefully you can learn things to take down south.
Yeah, if there was something you had to just ring off the top of your head as far as something that would be good that maybe Altdorf or some of the more southern states could benefit from, what is it that you say you guys do here the best?
Well,
and obviously there's a lot, but
I would say that Sigmar should have picked somewhere that was a bit higher up, and he kind of nudges you with like his elbow, like
I completely crumple under that. Right. you know, it goes a long way, and the yeah. Yes.
So I will say, like, as a Reichdorfer, you would know, a Reichlander, you would know that Altdorf has been sacked numerous times in its history by different armies. It's been razed a couple times, and Middenheim never has because it's up on this huge rock, right? It's hundreds of feet up in the air. So, like, you could tell it was, like, a friendly jab.
Yeah.
But not he didn't. It doesn't seem like he's saying it to actually be insulting like other people have about your southern heritage.
Mm-hmm.
It's more in good fun, it seems like.
Well, as they say, there's safety in stone, and there's no more stone than in a mountain.
Never heard that one before. I like it. I'll have to say it to, you know, I'll use it to get their men going. Safety in stone.
Inspiring your the people working for you is always a good thing to have, and you seem to be pretty adept at it.
I agree. Enjoy the rest of the show.
You too, sir.
Miss Eberhauer, and she nods and she's like, "General?" And then he like continues on.
Wow, you really know kind of like a lot of important people. I guess it comes with the territory.
Yeah, we're all working for the same goal, the betterment of Middenheim and our people.
Well, that's incredibly, hot? Nope. Admirable.
Thank you. She blushes a bit. She's like, thank you. I think, unfortunately, we missed our chance to get some fresh air. I think we should probably sit back down.
Yeah, absolutely.
You take your seats and the lights dim again.
This is my favorite part.
I hope they have milk duds. Sure, so the start of the intermission, my bad. All right, so Mina, Stubbs, and Webby make... just look back at Foundry and Stubbs' characters all helter-skelter, trying to spin him again.
I mean, yeah.
He's just a halfling, so it's just skelter. They're stupid, I'm sorry.
That's good. So you find your way to... what's this bro's name? What bro?
Johan whatever.
Schwermut.
Come on, man. Help me out.
Just call him Shane.
S-C-H-W-E-R-M-U-T-T. Just like it sounds. Schwermut.
Yeah. Rolls off the hill.
Because you had heard about these guys before, the Midden Marshals. He's the leader of, you know, defense of the city proper. Watch Commander Schutzman is the leader of the watch, so like protecting people within the city. And then Marshal Maximilian von Genscher is like the field commander, like when the army has to march out from the city, he's the one in charge. And they typically go out with many mounted knights. And I don't think you met him because he's also very, maybe he's the one you met because he's 6'4". He's a very large man in the Empire.
No, I think we did meet the general.
I feel like you did briefly somewhere. Was he? Maybe he was at the Minotaur fights with the Watch Commander and Dieter.
Could have been.
Because they all know each other. But yes, yeah, so you get to the orphanage, Winter's Haven Orphanage, and you see right away this place is clearly like owned by the Church of Ulrich. Above the door, there's a big old white wolf, you know, rampant white wolf, very obviously Ulrichian, and it. Otherwise, it's not anything special looking. It looks like a pretty typical, looks like a small temple of Ulrich with some like attachments that look like could be where people live.
Oh, this is where they keep the kids.
You know, this place needs some twin-tailed comets. Really spiced up a little bit.
Well, I wouldn't say that on the inside.
I mean, I'm not going to. And I'm sure that, you know, in the Empire, all of the orphanages look like this, just like Sigmar themed. So... if there's one way, like if I'm going to decorate my baby's nursery, I'm absolutely going to have a mobile with warhammers and twin-tailed comets.
Mina, you know more about churches than I do. Does this insignia in some way mean that there's wolves in this one?
No, absolutely not. This is just the animal that they like liken with Ulrich and is like a sign of their devotion.
Liken. I get it.
Do we pretend to be wolves on the inside? I don't know how churches work.
No. You just be yourself. Ish.
Oh.
You know, like be how you are, like, when we are in the streets.
Okay.
Yes.
I understand.
Okay, let us go inside.
All right.
Very good.
Hello, I am looking to adopt a little Carl, please. We'll have one little Carl.
One Carl.
I love it when Mina is so direct for no reason. So this place, it looks more or less like a temple on the inside. Yeah. To Ulrich, it's very typical of that. I think you've seen a few throughout the Empire, and you don't spend a lot of time in them as a party of Sigmarites more than anything else. You see a few younger boys around. Wearing rough spun clothing, and they have like a clasp on it of the symbol of the white wolf, just the head of the wolf. And there's like a priest of Ulrich kind of talking with them that you can speak with.
Okay, I'll go up to him. Do any of these little boys look like little Carl?
No, and they're not wearing the same kind of clothes little Carl was.
Okay.
His word. Ironically nicer looking.
Right. Excuse me, please.
Oh, yes.
I hate to interrupt you.
Yes.
I'm doing, you know, wonderful work, but I am looking for a boy. And we think that perhaps he ended up here. He was living on the streets, but he was kind of working for us. And it has been difficult to find him, so we thought that this would be a logical place where a little boy might end up, you know?
Right, kind of like a children's lost and found.
Yes.
When did you get out?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you look like somebody else.
Oh.
He is a man, not a boy.
Hello.
I can confirm I freed him from a prison.
Oh, and I'm like, my name's Stubbs.
Oh!
And
such a deep voice.
I checked the size of his kidneys. He's definitely an adult.
I raise my hand up. For a handshake, but it only comes up to his crotch.
Oh, yes, 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 a halfling.
Yes.
Very good, very good. If one of my boys was out in the streets, he would not be one of my boys any longer. You wouldn't be finding him here.
Well, his name is Little Carl.
Little Carl.
May I just, like, peruse or browse?
Excuse me?
Right.
Which is not a retail space.
Well, no, I know that. Like, it's a big commitment. Like
It's more like a library.
Yes, I just want to, like, you know.
We have a library for the boys. Yes, we
do. Oh, you do? And you teach them to read and write?
Yes.
that's lovely.
A better way to become a Knight of the White Wolf, or maybe a priest who will recommend themselves.
Do most of your boys here go into one of those career pathways?
Yes, they understand the luxury they are given here and typically use that later in life.
I find that to be incredibly admirable.
Of course, yes. For the glory of the god of winter and wolves.
Sure.
All right. While they're talking, right?
Oh, go ahead.
I want to slip away and talk with some of the less savory, not like these sausages, type kids.
Do you think your beneath notice talent would help here?
I would say that yes, it would.
Do you actually know what it does?
Yep. I'm gonna...
He's gonna have to stop giving him that priest that dick handshake.
Grandma and Papa, it's fine.
Right? I slap his rat sack and I...
No, you don't.
What? Like, nice talking, yeah.
Okay. So, how many times have you taken beneath notice? Just once?
Yep.
So, it'll give you plus one success level if you pass to with a stealth test while in plain sight, because this guy is a higher status tier than you.
He's also literally taller than him. That's probably three more success levels right there.
2 degrees of success.
Oh. All right, so as he's talking with Mina, and like, you can tell he's all like kind of like, this is what we do, we're so great. You just kind of like step behind Mina and then step behind Webby, and then you're in another room.
All right. And I'm like, hey, kids, don't do drugs.
Gather around.
And I'm like, who wants a sausage? And I start handing out spare sausages that I got for information.
Oh, they are very excited for that, and they just, like, they're gone
quickly. All right, you rabble. Settle down. Settle down.
Huh?
I break them apart like little dog treats, right? Don't give them the whole thing at once, right? Just, like, you know, make them sit for it.
You have their complete attention, and there's, like, six of them here.
And I'm like, all right, you little snots. I'm looking for one of you tall folks. Goes by the name of Little Carl. You know where he is?
One of the older boys is like, if you're looking for a tall folk, why are you here? Wait, who? What do you mean tall folk?
I mean,
are we tall folk to you? This kid's taller than you, even though he's like 10.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, look, your chest comes to my forehead. So yeah. You're all tall folk in my eyes.
So are you looking for another kid?
Except for this little one here. Look at this one. Can't even like wear pants.
His nose is running and he's like missing a couple teeth, and he's like, what are you?
I'm a half.
Are you new here? Are you gonna take Carl's bed?
No, I don't move beds. Why would I take his bed?
No, are you gonna? And then the guy's like, shut up, and they like shove him by the head.
Oh, was Carl here? Is his bed still warm?
That's the first kid like crosses his arms and he's like, there was a Carl here, but he's gone. He's not here anymore.
Where'd he go?
Dunno. Sometimes kids age out. Usually join the church some way or another. Okay. Carl was not about that. I don't think he went that way. I think he just left.
I got a half a sausage says that you do know. As I'm chewing on the other half.
Like a menace.
So fucking creepy.
Like an old cigar.
Do you take it out of your mouth when you talk too?
Heck like, yeah, I do.
So this kid's like, I mean, I'm not really sure what you want, miss. I told you what it out. I mean, I'd gladly take that other half of sausage off your hands, but...
And I stick it in his chest, and I'm like, you better tell me what you know.
And he grabs it from you.
Where I could... Oh, damn it. I'm too weak to...
He probably say no. Has either the same strength or higher than yours.
Whatever. But you better tell me what you know.
I just did. Yeah. Like, there is a kid named Carl here. He wasn't interested in the church.
And where would I find him?
I don't know. He talked about his urchin friends he would visit at night sometimes.
And they would hole up in what, like, area? What building?
I don't know. You gotta know something.
I never asked.
All right. I guess this is gonna start to turn physical.
Well, he asked me to go with him one time.
What? What'd you say?
Reach into my pocket and I get a little brass knuckles on my fingers.
What? Okay. Oh, right, because you have charm and intimidate and that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, my intimidate's actually terrible.
He's like, well, okay. You don't need to take those out. I do. Okay. One time he did ask me if I wanted to meet his friends in the Newmarket, but I...
Newmarket. See, now we're getting somewhere.
I do want to become a Knight of the White Wolf, so I didn't want to sneak out or nothing, because then they might kick me out. I don't know.
All right. There you go.
I mean, the gruel's no good and the clothes are too thin, but maybe someday I can ride a big war horse and swing that cavalry hammer in my own way of worshiping Ulrich, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's hoping to you. I mean, you'll probably end up dead in a ditch by the end of the week, but you look like you got a...
The littlest kid starts crying. He's like, dead in a ditch. And they're like, he's just a mean halfling.
I've got a lot of intuition. I could say.
Make an average intuition test. Let's see.
Got a by five. The cause of death of these orphans.
I'm pretty sure you're gonna die before you're done here.
Just has a kid in the leg.
Slaps him with a sausage.
Choking
JB, I've been tolerating Stubbs up until this point. Now I'm fully on board.
Yeah. He's so good. Like, you're ready to intimidate children with brass knuckles that most of them are bigger than
him. Yeah.
What is his intimidate? Have you...
27.
I thought you said you're gonna put a bunch of points in intimidate.
You did.
That's what I said.
Okay, real quick.
Yeah.
About what percentage do you feel like the Stubbs character sheet is completed?
I mean,
100% means it's done, and you've spent all the experience and given him all the trappings.
The only trappings that I have are a tinderbox.
What about the dagger you specifically said you took from...
Oh, yeah, I took that. That's under weapons. And the toe poppers that I got, which is my brass knuckles.
I forgot that they had a name.
And then I got a set of leather leggings and a skull cap that, again, I'm just flavoring as like a heavy trench coat.
When'd you get all that?
When we were out and about town.
Oh, okay. Do you have the money for that?
I mean, who needs money when you got sleight of hand?
The five-finger discount.
No, remember, he looted everybody we came across. Yeah. All of that money is in his pocket.
Yeah, I did also say he could have the starting trappings for however far he gets into the
he
career.
He forcefully ignores
But if he doesn't spend the experience, you won't know what tier you get to in the career.
And if you don't
it's only
finish
been a
your
month meat, and a half,
you don't get the pudding.
So you find out that Carl might have something to do with the Newmarket district, very near here.
All right.
Mina and maybe Webby know that Lucky should be ending his date soon, just a few blocks away at the Royal Colleges of Music, whether you want to do anything about that or not. And
I'm 100% certain Lucky's date has been over for hours.
Right. And Lucky... As your acquaintance, friend, Relaine takes the stage to recite a poem.
Oh, that's right.
At the end of the matinee here.
I forgot how good I am at dating.
Your left knee feels warm.
My left knee?
As Jonna's knee is touching yours.
Ooh.
While sitting in the seats. And we'll see what happens next time.
Ooh. What?
I really thought you peed yourself.
I did too.
That was my
made his left knee wet or warm.
I completely forgot that I talked to him ahead of time to like do something special during his performance.
You did?
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to be there on a date with this girl. If you could like shout me out
at all.
Yeah, that definitely happened. I got real excited when he said his name and I was like, I forgot about that. Dan remembered. Too. Never mind.
It's part of the description of that event that Relaine,
does a performance.
Yeah, while we were at the bar with him or whatever.
Elven light singers too.
Yeah.
He's the court minstrel. Like, this is what he does.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Sweet, I forgot about that.
It's going to give it.
Remember that next time so I can actually try
to. No, you write it down. I don't remember shit or write or read. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2e actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolfthorpe actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.